Good morning. It is Friday, February the 22nd, 2019. And this is Dan in Little Saigon. And what can I tell you? It looks like we may be hours, if not days, away from some type of CIA or a military operation in Venezuela. Because Maduro, the bus driver socialist, is really evil. And just, full disclosure, I am no fan of socialism. Neither in Venezuela nor here at home. I think socialism is bullshit. I think Marxism is bullshit. And for the most part, Marxism and socialism destroy themselves. And when you do a little socialism or a little Marxism, like the United States has been doing since 1914 over time, yeah, it may take longer because what's left of the free enterprise economy keeps the socialism going. But eventually, like a cancer, Marxism destroys you, just as it's eating America alive right now. But here's the thing about Venezuela, as terrible as it is, as much inflation as they have, it isn't the United States of America. It isn't our home. It isn't our land. It isn't our fucking property. If we want to be all up in arms about building a fucking wall and telling people that they don't have a right to come here, then I really don't understand why we think we have a fucking right to go there, to tell them how to live. Currently, for every one homeless person, for every single homeless person in the country, all half a million of them, plus or minus, there are at least four or five vacant homes out there held by banks. Banks that were bailed out for causing some of the greatest harm in economic history. Banks that treated the human race like scum. Banks that caused the great financial crisis. So it would seem reasonable to me that if a bank is holding five homes and you just need one so that a family, for example, doesn't have to freeze in the streets of Seattle, it would seem rational, reasonable, decent to take one of those fucking homes and to do that long before you invade Venezuela. America currently supports multiple industries with taxpayer dollars and printed money. Which is another name for socialism. Now, just so you know, it's not socialism for most of you if you're in the middle class. No. You can go fuck yourselves according to the system. But it's socialism for Boeing, Raytheon, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, Amazon, Google. It is the socialism for the rich and the powerful. So before we complain about socialism in Venezuela, why don't we fix our own fucking house with respect to socialism? Why don't we repeal the income tax? Why don't we allow actual free enterprise and not this bullshit free enterprise we've been told about? Currently, the United States is in its what? 17th, 18th year of continuous war. A war that is destroyed societies all across the Middle East, all across the world. Drones that have gone around killing people, murdering people. Nobody wants to really know the real number, but somewhere between a half a million and a million people have been killed by US military forces since 2001, all around the world. Now, I don't think Maduro has killed anywhere near that number yet, and if he has, it hasn't been in other countries as well. America, the government, the United States, experimented on citizens during the Cold War. They experimented using radioactive materials. A half a million Americans died from radioactive poisoning because of an illegal project to experiment on Americans. That's civilians, that's military. Unknown to them, they were poisoned. So I guess before we go into Venezuela and blow the fuck out of them, maybe we should acknowledge what we've done. We more or less wiped most of the Native Americans off the map in North America, and the ones that were left, we gave them reservations and casinos. But please, by all means, send our army to Venezuela, because clearly we are in a position to judge. Libya under Gaddafi may not have been a perfect society, it wasn't. And I'm no big fan of any kind of government, let alone Muammar Gaddafi. But it turns out Libya's greatest crime was essentially trying to get away from the US dollar to sell oil, and that could not be allowed. He wanted to avoid being under the control of the EU, and that could not be allowed. So we toppled his government in 2011. We obliterated their society, and now rape, slavery, and all kinds of things more horrible than that are standard fare in Libya. So as stated, before we go to fucking Venezuela and tell the fucking Venezuelans how to live, maybe we should clean our own house. Maybe we should stop doing that shit. Recently, the governor of Virginia acknowledged that it could be a matter of law very soon that a doctor could assist in a post-birth abortion. Now, for those of you who don't understand what that means the child has been delivered. The child is alive. And in the state of Virginia, very, very soon, it'll be okay if a doctor kills the child. While at the same time we're told we don't have enough workers to make chicken strips, while at the same time we're told we need those desperate H-1B visa people, it will be legal soon to murder a child after it's born. But please, 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 by all means, tell me why we need to topple the government of Venezuela. I'd like to know. Currently, the federal government has billions and billions of rounds of 40 caliber ammo, submachine guns in every department, to include the agricultural department. I don't know why the fuck the agricultural department even needs to exist, let alone why it needs fucking machine guns. If you're a farmer in Minnesota and you want to sell non-pasteurized milk, I know, scary, dangerous. Ag department officials with machine guns can bust down your door. But if you're, you know, Bayer / Monsanto, and you've been poisoning people for decades, you'll take an insurance write-off derivative scheme. You'll probably pay a few million to cancer patients, but no one's going to bust down your door with machine guns. I guess if you're getting my point here, and I don't know if you are, you should clean your own house before you complain about how dirty someone else's house is. If you are upset about poor people dying in the streets of another country, come to Little Saigon. Go down to the I-90 bridge. If you're going to tell me they're all drug addicts and lazy and crazy, get a fucking job at Microsoft or any of the major banks. You'll find white-collar scum that's lazy, crazy, drug addicted. And if you don't think you will, then I don't know what to tell you, man. You're a fucking clueless piece of shit. You really want to help people? You want to have freedom? Fight for freedom in the United States of America. You want to defend liberty? Defend the freedom of speech, you fuck. In the United States of America, it's under attack. You don't need to go to fucking Venezuela to defend freedom. All you have to do is do it right here at home. But it turns out most of you chicken hawk pieces of shit don't understand that, and would just as soon set another country on fire as actually take care of your own house. As stated, there are 5 homes that are vacant in shadow inventory for every single homeless person in the United States of America. That is an atrocity, especially when you consider that we, the taxpayer, bailed out the fucking banks in 2008 and 2009, and frankly, every year since then, with quantitative easing and other types of bullshit chicanery. And since the screwbilly is nearly here again, or started in December, we will also be bailing out the banks again. But those very banks that you're going to bail out, they're going to push people into the streets. So please, by all means, all you motherfuckers that want to go to Venezuela and wage war, all you stupid fucks that don't realize that the shale oil miracle is backstopped by taxpayers by law, December 2014, Obama and the GOP, guaranteed. all the junk bond debt, all the welfare help for the shale oil industry, that's on your back, tax slave. Not on the back of the people at Goldman Sachs who run things, or any of the other fucking banks, or Boeing, or Raytheon, or Amazon, or Microsoft, or Google. They'll all be okay. You'll probably be homeless. So yeah, by all means, if you want to, you know, buy a fucking ticket, get on a boat or a plane and go to Venezuela and prove how much you believe in fighting for freedom, go fucking fight for freedom there. But if you have any common sense, and I think some of you do, there is plenty of freedom to fight for right here at home, motherfucker.